Think big, but don't worry about it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you thought for today. Think big, but don't worry about it. How do we think big, but not worry about it? We think, oh yes, I'd like to paint the house. And that's a big project. And we think, how can I ever get that done? That's going to really take a lot of effort, a lot of energy. And my goodness, it'll take a while to do it too. So you go down to the store and you say, this is the dimension of my house. This is the dimension of the little windows and dormers that I have. This is the dimension of the trim I have on my house. This is the dimension of all the things that I'm going to paint. And so the man at the paint store is accustomed to working with paint and with working with how much paint is necessary for a given area. And he says, well, okay, you need so many gallons of your color that you're going to paint the major part of the house. And your trim, you need so many gallons of it for painting the trim. And for your miscellanea, you need so much for that. Maybe an undercoat that is necessary along the base where it gets rained on or water gets onto it. And you want to give that extra protection, so you give it an undercoating. The rest of the house is okay. The paint on it is in reasonable condition, and it doesn't have to be scraped or sanded or anything. It's just ready to be painted another coat. And so you say, okay, well now, what kind of paintbrushes do I need? Well, you need paintbrushes for the trim that are smaller, and you need a larger paintbrush for the main part of the house, and then you probably want to get a roller and a pan to do the major parts of the house that you can stand down below and get into the roller and get up there and do it, so you don't have to spend so much time up on the ladder. Hey, that's cool. I hadn't even thought of that. Of course, you can rent our spray gun, and that'll spray it, but it does make it a little bit messy. You have to cover all your windows, and you got to cover all the areas that you don't want painted that way, or if you're going to paint them afterwards as trim, then you can spray right up to it. It doesn't really matter. But the spraying gets a little bit messy if you're not preparing yourself ahead of time. Well, okay. So you still have to buy all the rolls of tape so that you can cover up the edges of your windows so that you don't get paint on them, because scraping paint on the windows is not all that much fun. So you have all these things and you say, oh my goodness. And then you say to the man at the paint store, well, I'll tell you, how long should this take me to put this on? And he says, well, a professional painter, you could do that in about a day and a half. And for me as a novice, how long would it take me? Well, it depends on how much muscle you have, how much stick-to-itive you have, how much ability you have to get up there and do it and not complain about your back hurting or complaining about muscles that you're not using for a long time. And it just depends on you. And then you say, oh boy, that is really something. And so you say to the neighbor man, well, I'm going to paint my house. I bought all the paint and I'm all set to go. And the neighbor man says, yeah, I did that too. You may have noticed I repainted my house about 6 months ago. Yeah, I did. I was away on vacation most of the time, so I didn't see what you were doing. Well, I tell you what I did. Johnny down the street, young teenager, he's strong and healthy and brilliant and capable and responsible. I hired him, and I paid him so much an hour. It was the minimum wage, but I paid him so much an hour, and I had him paint my house. And I had him be an independent contractor so that I didn't have to have insurance and all that stuff for him specially, and whatever. But he signed the independent contractor's form, and he did the job. And I still had my homeowner's insurance and all that sort of stuff, so I was taken care of. But I hired him to do it. And he got up there, and he handled everything so beautifully, because he's painted other people's houses, too. And he painted my house in 2 days. And he did just a beautiful job. I was so pleased. He did all the trim. He put all the tape on. He took the tape off when he was done. He did such a wonderful job. Well, what did it cost you? Well, 8 hours a day for 2 days, that's 16 hours. And the going rate was whatever it was, $10 an hour. So there you are. Wow. That's not bad. And so you say to yourself, I was so worried about that job. It was such a big job. But now that I know my neighbor, and I know the young man down the street who is willing to do it, and have him do it, and he did it, and it was so beautiful, I said to the young man, would you like to do some other things? You are a very responsible young man. You do good work. Sure, thank you. I'm always looking for extra part-time jobs. And what are you doing? Well, I'm going to college, and I'm living at home, and I'm always looking for extra part-time work because I don't want a full-time job, because I want to give my studies my full-time, and I want to do everything so perfect. Well, I have things for you to do every now and then. So I'll give you a list of things to do, and then you just fit it into your program. And if you have time, any time to do any of these things, these are my priorities, and these are things I'd like to have done. Okay, glad to do it for you. So the things that we worried about, the things that we concern ourselves with, if we just let go and let them be revealed in their perfect, beautiful path, they cease to be such a terrible thing. They cease to be such a difficult problem for us that has bothered us and worried us and made us unhappy. Who was to know that the neighbor had his work done by the young man down the street? Who is to know that the price was reasonable? Who is to know that all these things were in divine order? Who is to know that? Well, when you don't worry and you just listen to your heart, the answer is always there. The answer for the paint job was as near as the man's neighbor and as near as the man's young man down the street. These are things that work out so beautifully and so wonderfully. We are just amazed. Life is filled with adventures and exciting experiences for us if we'll just not worry about it. Think big, but don't worry about it. Just think big. Think big about all the things that are exciting to you, that are going, things that you want done and that you want to do, and ways that you want to do it. You'll just never realize. But first, you got to start out. You got to get going. You got to move. And when you move on it, all the doors open up. If he hadn't bought the paint and gotten in a discussion with his neighbor, he would have never known about the young man who was available to do the work for him. But once he knew, his burden was over. And so, he was able to go and play golf. He was able to go and enjoy himself. He was able to be at peace. And the house got a beautiful paint job. Now, he could have had it done professionally, but it was his intention to more or less do it himself. And so, in a very small way, he did it himself by going out and getting the select people to do it for him. When we worry, we cut off all the channels for our good. When we worry, we are not available to hear possibilities for handling our problems. When we worry, we make our problems into mountains rather than into molehills. When we worry, we give power to a condition that doesn't even exist. We don't worry about what is taking place. We worry about what's going to happen. If we also worry about what's taking place, that's another fear, another worry that comes into a different category. But the worry that we're talking about is the worry that presumes things are going to be difficult. When we think big, things are going to be difficult. And truly, they are not. They're only as big as we think they are. Buying the paint in portions for each part of the job that had to be done seemed like a big worry. But once he went to the paint store and allowed the man at the paint store, who knew his business, to tell him what his needs would be, for surely if the man at the paint store were going to do the job, he would know what amount he would be needing. And so, why not let him tell you? Because then he can sell the paint, which is what he wants to do. Worries are just something that come into our mind to remind us that we're not letting go and letting the divine in us reveal to us that which we are. And when we do let go and let the divine in us reveal to us that which we are, magic takes place in ways that we could never imagine. So this day I say to myself, I let go and let the divine in me show me the way to accomplish all the things that I choose to do. And from this day on, I will always listen within and let it reveal to me that which I choose to have known to me. Because that's all that matters, you know? That's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.